One year ago, Hurricane Irma caused record flooding in many parts of Jacksonville. San Marcos European Street Cafe is a block away from the St. Johns River, which flowed down San Marco Boulevard when Irma blew past last September. Owner Andy Zarka says the restaurant took on about 2 feet of water and was closed for repairs for about 6 months.
We basically took the place back to its studs and started over.
Since reopening in February, Zarka says sales at the San Marco location have actually improved.
Our sales are up for the past 6 months as compared to the year before the storm. So all in all, while it wasn't anything fun to go through, and I hope I don't ever have to do it again, I think we've come out better than a lot of people have.
People like Cindy Platt, who owns Grease Rags Clothing just across the street. She says things were going really well for about a month after reopening, but then sales plummeted.
Our sales are down on average, I think the last time I looked, about 35% of what we were doing the first 2 years we were here. And I was pretty consistent.
And that's made her rent infeasible, so she's moving.
We are going to Springfield because it is a little higher and drier.
She has about a month's worth of work before Grease Rags can reopen. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.